And Ron, this camera pass ends at Bessel Alpha in the Sea of in Serenity. Sorry, in Tatis.
Okay. Okay, let's see, that's beyond the drills out there. Let's see, that's quite, it's about the middle, isn't it? Way out there.
Yeah, you cross those east-west running rills there in Serenitatis and then get right up to Bethel.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take that scarp can be a flow front across there, but it sure does look like it. The thing that changes your mind about it being a flow front is that it goes up the North Massif. I couldn't see any real continuation. It looked like there's two possible continuations on the south side, on the South Massif. I'll have to take another look at that the next time around.
Okay, high gain to auto when you get a chance here, Ron. And you got to switch over for this Terminator photo, P-29 Charlie, on Scorpius Gallus.
Okay. Okay. Start out at Sulpicius Gallus, huh?
Roger, you get
2 to 500.
Then F-11 on the mountains right behind, right to the west of Scorpicius Gallus. That's using a 250mm.
Okay, these are 250, F-22. Okay, and it's Quebec, starting at 79.
Got it, starting at 79, Roger.
Got 6 and 1. Yeah, which window? Let's see. Yep.
I don't have my friendly helper here. I'd give it to you. CM5 is what we think.
See that on window 3. Let's see if it's.
Yep, try CM5, Ron.
And, CM5 is good. Okay, so we'll have 6 of them around Sulpicius Gallus there. It's 22 to 500.
Okay, you get those Hamias Mountains right to the west of Sulpicius Gallus.
Yep.
And you get D Caldera.
Okay. I can find it this time again. Wouldn't it be a hell of a note?
You better believe it.
I think I couldn't find it. Okay, let's see. 11.
Okay, on D Caldera, you want to go F8 at 1/250th.
Okay, let me get some of these Mare. I still got to get the Hamas Mountains there.
Okay, sorry.
And get some of the. D Caldera. Two-fiftieth, huh?
Yeah, 1/250th. F-8, 1/250th on D Caldera.
Okay. I found it.
know what the name of it is. It's just immediately up. It's that hill and rill there, just immediately to the west of DeCaldera.
Okay.
Looks like it'd be right at the Terminator.
125th. Yeah, it is, matter of fact.
When as soon as you're done with the photos, you might check your laser altimeter. It went belly up during this photo pass, just absolutely quit, like you'd shut it off with your toe or something.
Okay. It is off, matter of fact. Should I turn it on now?
Why don't you turn it on so we'll get a check here, and then it'll be coming off in a second. Think you got it with the toe or something?
Okay, it's on.
Okay, it's working good, too.
I wonder if I ever turned it on.
No, it was on and running, Ron, and all of a sudden, about 5 minutes ago, we got just a complete belly up, no power to it at all.
Oh. Well, I've worn the toes through in my underwear here, so you do a lot of rolling around. Let's see, let's recapitulate here. Mag QQ, we're on frame 104. Not sure where it was we started on that one.
I think you gave me a call at 79, did you?
I didn't write it down.
That's all right. We've gotten all your calls. I think Tommy can figure that one out.
Oh, okay.
Tommy's shaking his head that he's got it all squared away, so the bookkeeper's right, we're right.
Oh, okay.
And you can go ahead and start down that line now. We've seen the laser altimeter enough, I think.
Okay. Have the camera off. Yeah, it's dark down there. Not getting any more pictures. Okay, map the camera to off. 30 seconds. Okay, we're rolling left.
Okay, you've got map the cam standby and image voice enough.
Okay, map the camera to standby. Off, barber pole. Gray. Laser altimeter, off. Okay, we've already in CMC free and we're rolling left.
Roger, Ron. Inco just asked me to remind you that those high gain angles that you see in this lock here are strictly if we lose lock here during the maneuver, that's the reacquire angle.
Oh, okay, that's after we get the altitude, okay.
I'm watching your buddies on the screen down here right now, and believe me, they've got more black showing than they do white right now of those suits. They've really been down among them.
They out to the stripe yet?
Yeah, they're, let me ask Bob here.
Edge of the mountain, are they,
They've gone up and down the scarp.
Okay, they've gone all the way past Station 2 and then they're going to Station 4, huh?
Let's see, they're at Station 3 right now, matter of fact, that's where they were filming on TV. They've been up to Massif and up to Station 2 and now they're back down to Station 3.
Okay, Mike is at 95. I don't know if I ever told you that or not. Mike, I always get more pictures than I'm supposed to.
You decided that what you're doing is trying to use up all the crew option ones before Jack gets up there.
You guessed it. Hey, yeah, which reminds me, if, you know, if we get to a point where we've got one of these mags that doesn't have enough for a complete set, you know, we can make those options on the end of a reel and use the Papa Papa there for.
Roger, that's affirmative. Hey, Ron, I gotta ask this. During the last heat period, did you leave the half a bled running without a bag in it just to pull our chain?
No, that's the good one. I really didn't. You heard something clicking all the time, huh?
It was very periodic, just like it was on the intervalometer. It sounded just like the Hasselblad sounded this last time. Just exactly like it. Tommy was just pulling his hair out over there.
Have I used up any more film on some of these than I should have?
No, we haven't caught any anomalies in the film usage.
That